Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Wednesday's edition of the British Tech News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It's the 21st of January, 2015. All of the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Edward Snowden is back on the scene. Yeah, remember him? He leaked a bunch of NSA documents. Well, now he's leaked some British documents. The Guardian has revealed that the British Spy Center, that's the GCHQ, collected email messages from major news outlets from around the world. This including the BBC, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and so many more. The collection of emails was a result of tests conducted by the spy agency so they could investigate ways to tap the fiber optic cables that make up the backbone of our internet. Agents at the GCHQ obtained over 70,000 emails. Most of those were journalist emails. Some of the GCHQ security assessments revealed that some journalists were listed as a threat to national security, alongside terrorists and hackers. Don't worry, GCHQ. I'm sure the NSA's got your back. Sky, yes, the big television broadband provider in the UK, are about to cave in on David Cameron's plan to protect young internet users. For those of you out there that enjoy your adult content and want to keep enjoying your adult content, it's best you give your Sky broadband a call right now. Because come February, that's right, Sky's broadband filters will become always on. And the company says it will begin emailing users who haven't already enabled or disabled the Sky Broadband Shield. So if you want to keep enjoying your boom chicka wow wow, you better let them know. Looks like Google might be spreading a little bit of more money around to SpaceX. That's the company that aims to use satellites to deliver low-cost internet to unserved regions of the Earth. Although not confirmed yet, it does make perfect sense for Google to invest in SpaceX, as they have plans to extend internet access to various parts of the world using technologies such as balloons to provide internet service. Others are saying the main purpose of Google's deal with SpaceX would be to support development of satellites that could beam low-cost internet around the globe. Whatever the case may be, I'm sure SpaceX doesn't need to worry about Google's check bouncing. They got plenty in the bank over there. Staying on the subject of Google, you're a Chrome user? Well, Chrome to mobile users are being asked now to start using Tab Sync as their go-to solution. That's because Google's going to shut down Chrome to mobile extensions in favor of Tab Sync. If that irritates you, there's also third-party things that you can use like Push Bullet, which is a pretty good option. But if you're a fan of Chrome to mobile extension, you're going to have to say bye-bye to it. And also saying hasta la vista is print to my phone. That feature will be gone in early February. That's the feature within Google Cloud Print. Basically, Google sees it as these features no longer being needed, as there are plenty of other alternatives out there for seeding content to your mobile device. That's code for Google telling you it was free to begin with, so eh. Nintendo has announced the closure of Club Nintendo. No! I never used it. It's a loyalty program in which customers could collect coins, kind of like Mario did, woohoo, from software and hardware and exchange them for various goods. Club Nintendo is never very popular in the US or even Europe. The place it was popular? Japan. So those people are definitely in mourning today. But if you did happen to use it in the US, you will be able to earn coins through the end of March, and you'll have time to the end of June to redeem them. Nintendo has also said it's going to add many downloadable games and physical items to the store to help people spend their balance. Marriott, yes, the hotels, is planning on bringing Netflix right to your hotel room. Yeah, okay, kind of do that already, right? On your phone or tablet or laptop, is what I was thinking. But they have confirmed to Bloomberg that it's going to have a trial access to streaming services as Netflix, Hulu, and even Pandora right on your TV in your hotel room. Details are a little bit sketchy right now, but it does seem like they might or they may not charge for this feature. But all indications are pointing that there's going to be a premium, quote, internet package, so if you want that when you check in, I guess you get Netflix with it. Interesting. Wasn't this the hotel that was blocking people's personal Wi-Fi hotspots? Oh yeah, it was! A Chinese company has constructed a way to build buildings from a 3D printer. I don't know if this is cool or sounds scary as hell. They're using recycled industrial waste to form a new building. In the Shanghai-based Winsun, they begin showing off two neighboring projects. One's an 1,100-square-foot villa, and the other one's a six-story residential block. And according to the Chinese, the residential block is the world's tallest 3D-printed building. Winsun says it has future plans to expand printing facilities to 20 other countries. Their main goal is to build new homes for areas hit by disasters or in developing countries. Cool concept, nice idea. But it is printed in China, so I'm wondering about quality control. And finally, a team of researchers has discovered that a compound used in baby diapers, yeah, that stuff that absorbs all the poo-poo and the wee-wee, yeah, all that thing. Well, they're saying it can help enlarge the size of the brain cells for a better imaging. Okay. Scientists who work at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology were experimenting with new ways that could help them enlarge the brain cells for a better resolution photo. According to them, they discovered completely by accident that this compound in baby diapers can enlarge brain cells and be used in their research. The scientists termed the new technique of enlarging brain cells as expansion microscopy. Hey, if it helps, okay, great. I just want to know the guy in the room that put the diaper on his head. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us on the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Programming note, BT and listeners and fans of Mac, the Mac Show will be tonight. Yes, it's going to air live tonight, 7 p.m. UK time. There will be no Friday episode this week. So if you want to catch the show live, again, tonight, 7 p.m. UK time. Also, don't forget to check out all the shows over there at BritishTechNetwork.com. We got the Pocket Show over there, the big shows over there, the Mac Show, the Gamer Show. Get on over there, get to listening, get subscribed to those shows as well. As for this show, that wraps it up for today's episode. We'll be back again tomorrow to give you a Thursday edition of the news show. But until then, have a great Hump Day Wednesday. And thank you, as always, for listening.